We've had a question here from Steve Caponia, and he's in North Carolina. And he says he, along with his daughter and granddaughter, have the beta thalassemia trait. And he's read that this is a mutation that can help prevent carriers from getting malaria. Is this true, or does he have the same chance of getting malaria as anyone else? And as far as I'm aware, that yes, it is true. Having the beta thalassemia gene, you get two copies of every gene, one from mum and one from dad. If you have two duff copies of this gene, then you have quite serious sickle cell anemia.
Not sickle cell anemia.
Is thalassemia. It not thalassemia? And it's there's the same thing for sickle cell anemia as well. But if you have one duff copy, then your cells are just, you know, might be slightly wrong, and this could actually protect you against blood parasites like malaria. That's my understanding.
Because they live in red cells, don't they? So it kind of makes the red cell inhospitable to malaria, so it doesn't grow very efficiently, so it finds it much harder to
replicate. It's the same thing for thalassemia as sickling as well.
I think anything that makes red cells a bit less usual, because obviously malaria as a parasite will be optimised to live in a certain kind of cell and cellular environment. So if you change that by having different chemicals in there, because the gene is slightly different, the result is you will end up with a less hospitable home for the parasite to grow. So as a result, it doesn't grow so well.
That's what we reckon.